Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. Today we're going to be talking about a subject as relevant today as it was back in 1776, and that is our Declaration of Independence. Michael S. Law has written The Founders' Revolution, The Forgotten History, and the Principles of the Declaration of Independence. Michael joins us today to tell us about his book and why he wrote it. Michael, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you for having me.
Michael, will you please give us a quick overview of the Founders' Revolution?
Yeah, it pretty much says it right in the title. It says it's the forgotten history and principles of the Declaration of Independence. We have, as a nation, and as many times as an individual, we've forgotten what those principles are. We've forgotten the history behind the Declaration. Most of us focus on one individual claim against King George III, which was taxation without representation, unbeknownst to most of us that there are 26 other claims against the king and why we declared our independence.
While you were writing your book, were you considering any particular type of reader?
Yeah, I was considering that I would like pretty much anybody who is a lover of history and is concerned about where our government is going and where it has come from would be able to read it, including high school students.
That was going to be my next question. So students, as well as all the way up to the elderly, this would be something that they would all be interested in, correct?
Absolutely. And an important part of this is helping people understand that those principles, the Declaration, really still does apply to today. And that's what I wanted to get across.
So how would you describe your writing style? Are you telling a story, teaching a lesson, or perhaps a combination of both?
More like a lesson. Could be a little bit of a combination of both. Initially, I started off really as a scholarly type of piece, and I had to rework it and revoice it so that it would be easier to read for anybody and everybody.
Well, what served as the catalyst for you to start writing The Founders' Revolution?
Well, in my schooling, in bachelor's degree as well as my master's degree, and I focused a lot on American history and American government, throughout that schooling, I never really came across anything that went into a lot of detail about the Declaration. And that is a vital document for us here in the United States. There was just nothing there, and so I felt the need to really revisit that and go through it paragraph by paragraph, explaining it and showing the history.
What makes the Founders' Revolution stand out in a crowd?
Well, what stands out in a crowd there is that most other books that I've come across that discuss the Declaration of Independence really kind of focus on all men are created equal, little things like that that we know very well, most of us, but they don't go through the very history. Why would we declare independence? Not just because taxation without representation, but every little detail. And we don't know that history like we should. And those are important things to know.
Well, that leads me to my next question. In your synopsis, you hint at comparisons between King George of Revolutionary times and our current federal government. Will you please give us a bit of your reasoning?
Yeah. So there are 26 other charges, not just taxation without representation. And I do provide examples, specific examples, of how federal government is doing the same thing today. One of my favorite claims in the Declaration of Independence is he, meaning King George, has created a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our citizens and eat out their substance. I love that one. And one of the examples that I provide in my book, not just the history of that, which is pretty easy to demonstrate, but one of those items is just simply the IRS. The IRS, it costs us, according to the IRS website, it costs us about 4.7 billion hours just to comply with the tax code every year, which is an incredible amount. And I provide examples like that. Another one is that's along that same lines is that there are over 500 departments and agencies in the federal government. And with thousands and thousands of employees, that's a lot of money being used really to regulate and to tax us and tell us how we're supposed to act, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, with our cars, with our houses, you name it. They're just everywhere. And I demonstrate that.
Michael, given the current political climate, not only in Washington, but across the country, how do you feel the average citizen can become active in combating the vitriol, the divisiveness, and the outright hatred being exhibited by some of our leaders?
I think the most important thing that we can do is we have to recognize exactly what George Washington intended, which was that character is most important, that we should be looking for wise and honest people, and that those that will uphold and defend the Constitution. Character was the most important thing. And if we have good, honest, wise individuals that we elect into public office and we support when they legislate things, that will serve best to combat this, because people of good character are not going to be extremely divisive. They are not going to have the vitriol and so forth that goes on in Washington.
Well, given today that money can just buy about everything, and we get a lot of money behind political campaigns and the spin put on these individuals, we don't really know what their character is like unless we personally know them. So what tips do you have for actually judging a person before we vote for them?
Yeah, the most important thing is you actually should be meeting them whenever they have a town hall, whenever there's a debate going on. Take the extra time not just to listen to the debate, but to actually personally introduce yourself and get to know the individual as many times as you possibly can. Go to as many events as you can and make yourself known. I find that helps a lot.
That's great advice. So if you could compare your book with any other, what would that other book be?
Oh boy, that is a really good question. There's actually a book that came out many, many years ago about the Declaration, early 1900s, and I can't even think of the name of it right now, but yeah, there's just not that many books on the Declaration itself. The Constitution, that's a little bit different story. There's the Liberty Amendments by Mark Levin, and there's plenty of other books out there, but I would say the Declaration of Independence, my book, is going to be pretty much a standalone.
Are you planning to write another book along the same lines of the Founders' Revolution?
That's an interesting question. Actually, this book started off as a three-part book, but after submitting it to various agents and trying to get it published, the book that I had was actually too long. So this is actually part one of a three-part book, because I found that we really can't separate the Declaration from the Constitution. So the second and third part were actually the Constitution and the amendments to the Constitution, written very similarly, but I have a ways to go to redo those and make them more readable.
What would you say is the primary message in the Founders' Revolution that you want your readers to remember?
That we need to know the history. If we don't know the history, we have forgotten it, and we will tend to repeat it. And that history is still very much applicable today. The founders had a incredible idea of what human beings think, how they act, how they react, and they put that into the Declaration of Independence.
Will you read for us an excerpt of the Founders' Revolution?
Absolutely. It's actually from page 26 of the book. Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator, understood the principles Jefferson defined in the Declaration of Independence and acted upon them. Before his election to the presidency, Lincoln spoke about the principles of Jefferson and tried to convince others to return to those principles. Lincoln spoke in Lewistown, Illinois, about this matter. One of the principles established the truth that the founders designed a system not for property-owning rich white men, but for all humanity. Lincoln said that Jefferson, quote, established these great self-evident truths that when in the distant future some man, some faction, some interest should set upon the doctrine that none but rich men or none but white men were entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Their posterity might look up again to the Declaration of Independence and take courage to renew the battle which their fathers began. Now, my countrymen, if you have been taught doctrines conflicting with the great landmarks of the Declaration of Independence, if you have listened to suggestions which would take away from its grandeur and mutilate the fair symmetry of its proportions, if you have been inclined to believe that all men are not created equal in those inalienable rights enumerated by our Charter of Liberty, let me entreat you to come back. Come back to the truths that are in the Declaration of Independence.
So where can we learn more about you, and where can we purchase The Founders' Revolution?
You can go to michaellawauthor.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter as well.
And what's your Twitter handle?
Is Michael S. Law, Idaho.
And where can we find you on Facebook?
Facebook is at Michael Law Author.
Michael, thank you for taking time to share your book, The Founders' Revolution, with us today. I think you're right on target with the timeliness of your subject matter, and I believe that we all are very cautious about where our country is headed and not be afraid of speaking out and taking action if and when necessary. I wish you the very best with getting your message out, and when you publish your next book, will you come back and chat with us again?
I would love to come back and chat with you. I really enjoyed this. Thank you for having me.
Well-documented history that reminds us of how the United States came about and what our founding fathers had in mind when drafting our country's Declaration of Independence. Law helps readers get more insight in the meaning behind the words they choose and the circumstances that occurred to ignite the revolution. He clearly demonstrates the founding fathers' vision for the role of government and gives examples on how our current federal government is mimicking the way Britain's King George III violated the Crown. Own documents at the time. That was an excerpt I found for a review for The Founders' Revolution, and it's a good one, and I thank you for listening. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand every day, 24/7. And for those who like audiobooks, please check out our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Please visit us again as we continue to bring you really great books and really interesting authors on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.